Bishul Dereisa. Bishul Bechama. Anybody have a Pesachim?
Yeah.
I'm going to use Shabbos first. Just. Okay, so this is a sugya on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The mission that is discussing told us a Chama on Lamed Tes Amud Beis is the following machlokas between Tanakam and Rav Yosi with regards to told us a Chama. Find Rav Yosi Matir, and Rav Yosi does allow it. So Machlokas Tanakam and Rav Yosi here about Toldos Sachama. They got hot from the sun. These are now distinct utensils which are no longer getting hot from the sun, and they're currently hot. So there's Machlokas whether you could cook in them or not. Tanakam Rav Yosi. Fine. So the Gemara says, "Amalam Tesam Al Aflo Yafkin Besudarim." So this is not no longer told as chama, but to actually cook through the sun, directly through the sun, cold food, cold water. So that's mutter. So the Gemara says, oh, maybe that's only according to Rabbi Yossi and not the Rabbanan. Maybe the whole machlok is Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan. It's not just about told as chama, but it's about chama itself. The Gemara answers, no, that's not true. Amar of Nachman, Bechama, the Kule Amalo Pligi Desharit. Everyone agrees that to cook in the sun is mutter. Even the Tanakama will agree that to cook in the sun is completely mutter. But Toldos Or, Kule Amalo Pligi Deoser. And everyone agrees that we're dealing with Toldos Or, which means, essentially, Kli Rishon, you heated up the pot from a fire, then you took the pot off the fire, so then that also cooks. Essentially equivalent to Kli Rishon Shelo Agave Eish. When's the machlokas ki pligi betoldas hachama? The whole machlokas between Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan is betoldas hachama. Mar Savar gazrina toldas hachama to toldas or Mar Savar lo gazrina. So Rabbi Yosi says that we're not going to aser toldas hachama, just like chama's mutter. Everyone agrees chama's mutter. So too toldas hachama is also mutter, and the Rabbanan are going to have a gzera. So Aser told us Chama, even though Chama itself, to cook from the sun itself is mutter, but if you have some sort of kli, which was heated up by the sun, so then to cook with that kli would be Aser according to the Rabbanan. Why is that Aser? So Rashi says, Aser told us Chama, the man the Chazi Saber that told us Or Ninu. Someone seeing this will think that it is told us Or. So they're going to confuse it with told us Or. If you have a pot which is hot, so you don't know its history, you don't know whether it was heated up by the sun, you don't know whether it was heated up by a fire. So since you don't know what happened to it, so then people will think that Toldos Or is also allowed. So just to spend a few minutes on Toldos Or, I didn't really give so many Maimakomos on Toldos Or, on Toldos Chama, sorry. Toldos Chama is really a Derabanan issue, it's not a Deraisa issue, but we didn't cover it in the Derabanan, so I'm just going to cover it now. So Rashi says the reason why we paskin like the Tanakama, that it's Aser, not like Rav Yosi. This is in Shulchan Aruch Shini Lechaz Gimel, that told the Tzachama is Aser Midirabanan, and it's also the Magen Avraham there, in Shini Lechaz Yud. He also says that we paskin like the Tanakama, there are those that paskin like Rav Yosi, but the way we paskin is like the Tanakama, that told the Tzachama is Aser. So why is it Aser? So we already saw from Rashi, the reason why it's Aser is because you can confuse it with told us Ha'or. You see this pot which is hot, you're not going to know whether it came from the sun or whether it came from a fire, and so therefore we'll aser it because people will think that toldos or is then also mutter. That's how the way Rashi understands the gzera. It seems from the Rashba that he understands the gzera differently. It's not like we'll say, oh, we don't know how this pot got hot, maybe it was from toldos or, and people will confuse the two. No, people will understand it's coming from toldos achama. People know that the sun saw everything. This comes from Toldos Chama, and they see that Toldos Chama is mutter. So there's a gzera that if people will think that Toldos Chama is mutter, they will also think that Toldos Ha'or is also mutter. They know perfectly well that it came from Toldos Chama, that it came from the sun, and it was heated up by the sun. But people will come to say, oh, if heating up by the sun is mutter, so then so too, if you have a kli which is heated by the fire, and now it's off the fire, that will also be mutter. So it's not that people will confuse it. They'll know exactly that it's heated up by the sun. But they'll just say, oh, if it's heated up by the sun, So then so too a kli which is heated up by the fire will also be mutter. That seems to be how the Rashba understands this gzera. Oh, so then why by chama? Chama itself, if it's heated by the sun directly, so why don't we also have an iser that of a gzera? Gzera derabanan. So I think it's obvious. People aren't going to get confused and say, oh, if it's heated up by the sun, so I could also heat by the fire. Everyone knows that it's usher to cook via a fire. So there's no gzera derabanan here by the sun itself. The whole chashash is just with regards to toldos chama, because toldos ha'or, once it's removed from fire, so then people could start thinking that you could be mako with regards to toldos ha'or, where it's not directly on the fire, the pot got heated up by the fire, but it's not directly on the fire. So people will think that if toldos chama is mutter, so then maybe also toldos ha'or is mutter, and people aren't going to think that, oh, the reason why toldos chama is mutter is just because chama itself is mutter. People aren't going to think that way, and they'll just get confused. Fine. So you have this machlokas Rashi and Rashba, which will come out lemaisa, it will have implications. There's another question about what exactly is, what do we mean by toldos chama? What is coming? What is directly from the sun, and what is just a tolda of the sun? It's just indirectly from the sun. So it's clear from the Mishnah, the cases in the Mishnah, toldos chama are cases where the sun heated something up, and now there's something, this other item, this other utensil, is now going to heat up food. It will cook food independent of the sun. The sun no longer plays a role. The sun heated up a pot. Now this pot will cook food. But the pot is no longer being heated by the sun. It's not like this pot is hot in its own right. It's not connected to the sun anymore. It's hot on its own. Question is, does toldos chama extend to the following case? You have the sun, and then you have glass, let's say by a tut shemesh or whatever the case is, you have a magnifying glass, the sun now goes through the magnifying glass and will heat up the food which you put underneath the magnifying glass. So it's not like you don't have it where it cooks a utensil, it's heating up a utensil, and now that utensil is cooking the food. It's not like because the utensil is not, which is hot and heating up the food, but the sun is indirectly heating something else up. It's not coming from the sun alone, so it's not only based on the sun, but the sun, the rays of the sun are getting hotter via the glass. So the glass is directing the heat of the sun. So that is a machlokas. That case is a machlokas. Rav Shlomo Zalman, the footnote that you saw, what was that? That was in Nun Aleph Kuf Mem Hei. So he suggested that is like the chama itself. That wouldn't be told as a chama. That would be the chama. That would be the sun itself, because it's not heating a utensil. It's just getting hotter. The rays are being directed via the glass. So that is viewed as chama itself. And Rav Yashav seems to hold that it is still told as a chama. That would also be told as a chama. Anything which is where it's not the sun alone which is cooking it, but there are other devices which are helping out in the process, so then that would also be defined as toldos chama. And the Minchas Yitzchak, we saw I think yesterday, is mesupak about this. Fine, so that's in terms of defining toldos chama. Fine. Both of these issues, of the first issue of this machlokas between Rashi and the Rashba as to why there's a gzira of toldos chama, and the issue of how to define what is toldos chama, meaning is it just when it heats up a pot, or is it when something else is also involved, like the glass? So this will come up with in terms of the Dud Shemesh case, which we'll deal with at the end. The Dud Shemesh case is how they heat up in Israel, and you heat up water. A lot of places use the Dud Shemesh to heat up water in Israel. So it will come up in the end, both of these issues will come up in terms of whether Dud Shemesh is mutter or not on Shabbos. Fine, that's all in terms of Toldos Ha'or, which was came up in the Sugya. Now, Toldos Chama, which comes up in the Sugya as an Issur D'Rabbanan. Now in terms of Chama itself, heating from the sun directly. This is mutter Lagamri. Why isn't it Asr? Why isn't it Issa Drabanan here? So both Rashi and the Ran explain that it's Mutter here because Dishari, Rashi says to Ramasal, Dishari, De'ein derech bishulo bekach. It's not the derech to cook in this way. Then he also adds, Becham be'or lo michlefa deligzer ha atu ha. It's not going to be Issa Drabanan because we're not going to confuse the two between Cham and Or. It's not Asr midaraisa because it's Ein derech bishulo bekach. And the Ran also says that, seemingly quoting from Rashi. But Rashi and the Ran, they both hold Ein derech bishulo bekach. This helps us out in terms of understanding the heter for klisheni midaraisa. As Rabbi Stein pointed out, klisheni, we had a machlokas how to understand why klisheni is mutter midaraisa, but one of the reasons why we said it's mutter midaraisa is because ein derech bishul pekach. So this is going to be a heter midaraisa because it's ein derech bishul pekach. And it would also be mutter midarabanan if not for the other factors of kalei bishul and metzik mevashel. But And the source for that could be really from Bishul B'chama. Kli Sheni could be in Derech Bishul B'kach, and the source for that in the Gemara is because of the source here is from Bishul B'chama, which is also cited as being in Derech Bishul B'kach. So Rabbi Stein also pointed this out, that in Derech Bishul B'kach would make it still an Issur D'Rabbanan. In general, we have a concept of a Shinoi. It's not the Derech. Not derech wouldn't make it mutter legamri; it would just make it into an issur derabanan. We have the concept of shinui throughout Shabbos of kilah chayad, where it just makes it into an issur derabanan. It doesn't make it mutter legamri. So why is it that in this case, and also with regards to kli sheni, if not for other factors, it would also be mutter legamri? We don't view this as an issur derabanan of a shinui; we view this as a heter legamri. So why is that? So Rav Stein pointed out one answer, which is based on the Egel Tal, and I think Rav Chanan also says this. There are two different types of shinuis. There's a shinui in the maisa, and then there's a shinui in the totzah, in the end result. So the shinui that we always refer to, says the Egel Tal, that is an issur derabanan, is only a shinui which causes a shinui in the maisa, in the act that you're performing. A shinui of using your left hand, of using your nose, all those cases are a shinui in the maisa. But the totzah is going to be the end result, the same result. As Rabbi Stein pointed out, if you use your left hand to turn on the light switch, the light is going to have the same totzah whether you use your left or right hand. It's just a change in the action which you performed, whether you used your right or left hand, but the totzah, the end result, is going to be the same. So that causes an issur derabanan. A heter legamri would be when the shinui is in the totzah. In the end result, if there's a change in the end result, it's different end result, so then that would be a heter legamri. That wouldn't be an issur derabanan. And so, suggested Rabbi Stein, the case here of ein derech bishul bekach would be mutter legamri because the son cooking an item, a food item, would be different than if it was cooked a la or. So since they would be different, so therefore it would be mutter legamri. This type of shinui is a shinui in the totzah, in the end result, and that would be mutter legamri. That's what the Egel Tal says. So Rav Moshe, here in Orach Chaim Gimel Nun Beis, so he's not directly dealing with the Egel Tal, but it's clear from him that he disagrees, at least in terms of its application to Bishul B'chama. He says that we have the following machlokes between Rav Yossi and Rav Chisda about whether or not Chamei Tveria is viewed as Toldos Ha'or, or is it viewed as Toldos Ha'chama. Chamei Tveria. Is Chamei Tveria viewed as Or, or is it viewed as Chama? If it's viewed as Or, why would it be viewed as Or, if it's heated up by the fire? The reason why it's heated up by the fire is because of the Pisgah of the Gehenim, because from the opening of Gehenim, the earth moving around, the bottom of the earth moving around, so the friction there, so then it heats up, it would heat up the water. So through that friction, it heats up the water, so that's called Toldos Ha'or, according to Rav Yossi. And according to Rav Chisda, that's Toldos Ha'chama, because it doesn't come from a direct fire, it comes from some outside source, so that's called Toldos Ha'chama. So you have the same exact action, and it's a question whether we're going to define that as Toldos Ha'or or Toldos Ha'chama. So in that action, is it going to have the same result? We're dealing here, a machlokas here, about whether we're defining this as something which comes from a fire or whether it comes from the sun. The result will be the same, because we're dealing with the same exact action. It's the same exact action of the chametveria becoming heating up. So the totzah will be exactly the same. We have the same exact totzah. And yet, even though it's the same totzah, we're going to have a machlokas here, whether this is called derech bishul or not derech bishul. Or at least a totzah, a toldah of derech bishul or not derech bishul. So we still have the concept, according to those that hold that it's in derech bishul, like Rav Chisda, which is found on Daf Mem and Beis, and in Psachim and Aleph and Aleph. This is the opinion of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda holds that it's still ain derech bishul bekach, even though it would have the same totzah as the one that holds that this would be. It has the same totzah as toldah saor. The machlokus is whether it stems from a fire or whether it stems from the sun, not from the fire. But in the end of the day, it would have the same totzah. So it's clear, says Rav Moshe, that we can't use the Eglei Tal's principle in this case. The Eglei Tal has a principle that if it has a different totzah, so then it's a shino legamri and it's mutter legamri. But over here, we have a case where it's viewed, according to Rav Chisda, as told us a chama, as coming from the chama, but it has the same exact totzah. So we can't apply the principle of the Eglei Tal to say why this is ein derech bishul bekach. So Rav Moshe, in the end, gives a different answer. Why is this ein derech bishul bekach? Why isn't this like a regular shinui? So he explains as follows. He says that it all goes based on what happened in the Mishkan. And he explains that the primary malacha in the Mishkan was, or the primary malacha at the time of the Mishkan, was to cook via a fire. That was the primary way. The only time one would cook through the sun was one is if somebody doesn't have eitzim, you don't have wood, so then your backup plan would be to cook via the sun. So since the primary way would be to cook via the fire, so then that's going to define for us what is bishul. How do we define bishul? The malacha of bishul is defined via a fire. If you're not using a fire, so then that's a backup plan to cook through the sun. Since that's the backup plan, so therefore it's not defined as bishul. It's not defined as the malacha of bishul, because since that's not the normal way, the primary way of cooking, it's only used as a backup plan, so therefore it's in derech bishul bekach, as a heter legamri, it's not part of the malacha of bishul. This is not a shinu, but it's just not defined as the malacha of bishul. You have this often in other malachas also, that you can have a complete shinui where it's just not defined as the malacha itself. Not just even if it's not a shinui in the totzah, like the Eglei Tal, just any form of a shinui where we just say that's just not part of the malacha itself. So too over here, the malacha is the primary way that one cooks. The primary way in which one cooks is via the fire, so this is not via the fire. And this is not the primary way, so therefore there's a heter legamri. Okay, so let's just finish this. So assuming like Rav Moshe, that it's based on the normal way, the way we define bishul is based on the normal way which one cooks, so does that change based on the generation? In various generations, so do we define it based on the times of the Mishkan? In the times of the Mishkan, the normal way to cook was via the fire, so that's the only way which we're going to define bishul, or does it vary based on every generation? And in a different generation, maybe the normal way to cook is different. So Rav Moshe here, and Devar Masal V'im Kain, clearly understands that it goes based on the generation. He says, he's assuming that microwaves are going to take over, and that's going to become the normal way to cook. So since that's going to be the normal way to cook, so he says that that's going to end up being a bishul d'oraisa. That'll be viewed as derech bishul bekach, because that's the normal way to cook in the current generation. It's possible that if Rav Moshe was around today, he would change his mind, because the maisa microwaves are not the normal way to cook. The normal way to cook is from an oven or from a stovetop. It's possible that he would change his mind. It's really not the normal way to cook. But in his time, he assumed that microwaves were going to be used more often than a tanur, he says. So therefore, that would be the normal way to cook. So it does go based on the generation. Rav Shlomo Zalman, in Minchas Shlomo, Aleph Yud Beis Ha'ara Dalet, Aleph Yebez Ha'aradalad says, argues, and he says, no, we're defining what normal is based on the generation of the Mishkan. We go completely based on the generation of the Mishkan. Since at the time of the Mishkan, the normal way to cook was just via a fire, so then that's going to be the definition for all generations. And so therefore, a microwave would not be Bishul D'oraisa, even if it's the normal way to cook nowadays. Even if it were to be true that it's the normal way to cook nowadays, still it doesn't make a difference. The way we're going to define the normal way to cook is based on the generation of the Mishkan. And so therefore, it is not the normal way to cook for the generation of the Mishkan, so therefore it wouldn't be Bishul D'oraisa. Fine, so that's in terms of microwaves. So you have this machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman in terms of microwaves. According to Rav Moshe, at least from when he passed into his time, he assumed microwaves were Bishul D'oraisa because that was the normal way to cook. And Rav Shlomo Zalman assumed that it was not Bishul D'oraisa. The last case that we have to deal with, besides for microwaves, is a Dud Shemesh. It was solar heated water. So Rav Moshe and the Rav also says this, that Dud Shemesh, even though it comes from the sun, that is still Derech Bishul, because it's the normal way to heat water in Israel, in many places. The normal way to heat is via solar heated water. So since that's the normal way, that would be Bishul D'oraisa, even though it comes from the sun, but that is the normal way nowadays, and so therefore that would be Bishul D'oraisa. Rav Shlomo Zalman, L'shita so, would hold that no. That since we define it based on that generation of the Mishkan, so even if it is normal nowadays, it would not be Bishul D'oraisa. And it would be Mutter. So therefore, in Aleph Nun Aleph, in the Shmir Shabbos, on the top, he says, Tov li manu milahotzi b'Shabbos mayim chamim b'dud shemesh. He says, it's better not to do this. If cold water is going to go in. He says, it's better not to do this. He doesn't say it's usser. He says, it's better not to do this. And the reason why he doesn't say it's usser is because in the footnote, Kuf Mem Hei, he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman to say why it's mutter. First of all, it's mutter because it doesn't make a difference whether it's normal or not. The way we define normal is based on the generation of Mishkan, and so it's completely dependent on whether it comes from a fire or not. And he says, but maybe it's toldos hachama. Maybe it is toldos hachama. So there's 2 points to explain why it's not toldos hachama, and those are the 2 points that we dealt with at the very beginning. Why isn't this toldos hachama? So we said in the very beginning that you have the machlokas Rashi Rashba, why is toldos hachama asur atu toldos haor? So Rashi said, because you don't know where it came from. You have a pot which is hot, you don't know whether it came from the fire, whether it came from the sun. Points out Rav Shlomo Zalman, based on this Rashi, well, when it comes to solar heated water, everyone knows that it came from the sun. Everyone knows that this came from the sun. This does not come from a fire. So therefore, we shouldn't ask or told us or utter told us chama. Again, if you say like the Rashba who argued and said that no, the gzeres, even if you know where it came from, you knew that it came from told us chama. But still, we'll ask it because people will think, if told us chama is mutter, so then maybe told us or is also mutter. So if you say like the Rashba, so then this svar wouldn't apply. Because even if you know where it came from, you knew that it came from told us chama, we'll still ask it because people will get confused and say, if told us chama is mutter, told us or is also mutter. So then that's where it wouldn't apply. Rav Shlomo Zalman would only be coming from the opinion of Rashi, who says that the whole gzera is because you don't know where it came from. Here, where you do know where it comes from, you know that it's solar power. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that there wouldn't be an issur here of toldos hachama. Additionally, he points out that maybe this isn't even toldos hachama to begin with, because since this is being heated through the glass, but in the end of the day, it's coming from the sun, it's going through the glass into the water. So maybe that's chama itself. That's not viewed as toldos hachama, which we pointed out was also machlokas. But this would be the opinion of Shlomo Zalman, which is that it potentially is not chama. It's not toldos hachama. It would be the sun directly itself, even though it goes through the glass, but that would be defined as chama. We pointed out that Rav Yashav holds that such a case would be toldos hachama. That's not directly from the sun, because it comes from the glass. But Shlomo Zalman would say that that's mutter. Anyways, it's pointed out in the footnote, and also on top, that you have to be concerned with electrical issues anyways, especially if it's a cloudy day. But I think nowadays, I think we say that even if it's not a cloudy day, a lot of electricity is being used, so it would be usher for other reasons, but in terms of just the stud shemesh, about being heated from the sun itself, so it seems like Rav Shlomo Zalman would be mekel, and Rav Moshe and the Rav would be finished bishul d'oraisa. Could make a scene.